Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Hello, Rugby League faithful. Liam Flanagan from the Rush Hour with MG here. We are counting you down the top 10 Triple M NRL calls of the entire 2019 season. We're up to number 7, and for the first time in the countdown, we head to the Origin Arena. After Queensland took the first game at Suncorp Stadium, State of Origin headed to Western Australia for the first time ever, with New South Wales looking to tie the series. And one man made the game his own. Tom Trbojevic's hat-trick performance at Optus Stadium will live long in the memory of those who saw it.
18 out on tackle, 5. Swung to the middle. Cherry Evans under pressure. He rolls the kick. Rolling into the goal. Oh, Chambers got there first, but he couldn't handle it. And it goes over the back. It's a 20-metre tap. And a 7-tackle set. Well, this is a rock-hard surface, and that ball is doing funny things when it's kicked along the deck. And Chambers certainly got there first, but he just couldn't control it. 20-metre tap, 7-tackle set, New South Wales.
Yeah, well, Queensland are giving himself every opportunity. DCE, really nice kick there. Just unfortunately, Chambers couldn't hold it.
So Ferguson brings it back now on tackle one, the first legal tackle here for the Blues. 7 minutes gone, Beaumont tile scoreboard. Beaumont's had their end of financial year sale. You can save 27% on Australia's biggest range of tiles, but only at Beaumont's. As now playing it is Frizzell. Here's Jake Trbojevic to Maloney. He was hurried into a pass. It might have come off Queensland hand.
Yeah, you think so.
No signal from the referee. Oh, wow. It was taken by a Blues player.
That's good.
And eventually, the tackle made on White. That's 3 gone. What's so far been a pedestrian set as Tedesco throws it out to Ado Carr, and he slips. The first player to slip, and he's dropped down 42 metres out. Well played, given to Tedesco. He goes one out, exploring with his run, makes it to the 30 where he's put down by Napa. Last on the left side, it comes to Maloney, puts up an end over end kick. There's going to be pressure on Ponga up the
yeah!
Nothing happened.
But we will go upstairs.
Yeah,
it's Ashley Klein signals try. They'll check on side. They'll check if he knocked it into Ponga first, but it looked like he knocked it straight up for himself. What about this?
Kick chase signed off as being onside.
So he's onside. So we've gone through now to the catch and the contest in the air. It basically comes off Ponga that couldn't have done any more. It's just the height of Trbojevic and the timing of the loop was just sensational. He doesn't catch it cleanly, but it comes backward off Ponga, and then we'll go into the arms of Tommy Turbo.
Tom Trbojevic
straightens up then. And
he's the only player to contest the ball.
It's
he takes
a try!
Possession, and he grounds
and
the ball in the goal.
But
we have a decision.
But the thing about that is, and we spoke about the reason why these boys were brought into the team, is because they go after
yes,
the game.
Yes.
Now, that's a kick on the left-hand side of the field. Tommy's playing on the right-hand centre. So he's made his way around the back of the pack on that last play to put in an effort like that and come up with New South Wales' first try. He's a superstar.
What a kick from James Maloney.
Great kick.
What a kick.
Mate, he's been hot and cold, James Maloney, the first exchanges. But, mate, what a play. What a play from Tom Trbojevic. This is why you pick him.
But on the big stage, Wendell, I mean, we see him do stuff like this at club level every week in, week out. But to come here in your first state of origin after a layoff like he's had and pull that off in the first 10 minutes is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. On point, he's the game's best player. He's on point. When he's humming, there's no better to watch.
His third origin try, Tom Trbojevic, in 4 games. And he scored one in Melbourne in very similar circumstances last year. So here's Cleary. 20 in from touch. 84% the kick predictor. Hare has got it. So the Blues, they started brilliantly in Brisbane. They start well here. New South Wales 6, Queensland 0. 10 gone. Beaumont tile scoreboard. Triple M rocking origin for Ream. All right, so Queensland here. Now, the clock here has changed.
Yeah,
so we're going now with the stadium clock appears to be accurate, which says 8 minutes 35 left. 8 minutes, so the TV clock was the one that was wrong. There we go. We get about 3 extra minutes of free football.
Oh, how good.
Oh, can't wait. That's awesome.
As now here's Dave Fafita, who was excellent in game one, playing it for Queensland. And now Glasby down the middle. He's dropped down here, 20 short of halfway. Rain has eased off again. Just drizzling now. After that downpour for about 15 minutes as Jared Wallace hits and spins but goes nowhere. Play back to Hunt. Kicks from inside his 40. Now this will slide. Not enough angle. Tedesco cuts it off. Inside his 20. brings it back, oh, and then he slips over. We better get used to seeing that, especially as these players wouldn't have changed their boots yet either.
No.
So they'd be on the moulders as Josh Adokar tries to run out of dummy half but goes nowhere. Blues 12, Maroon 6. And Adokar will eventually play the ball. The ref suggesting that he was tangled with a Queenslander and no one had committed any crime.
Play the ball.
Great work by Ferguson.
That allows that play the ball. Cook to sprint out of dummy half, makes about 15 metres. He kept his powder dry for the first 20 minutes, Cook, but he's running now. On the next play, comes to Jake Dobrovic. Gets to 38 metres out. Last signal. Ball played to Desco. Away to Maloney. High end over end kick. Coming down 10 away. Batted back. Off hands. Forward now by the Blues. So Tom Dobrovic batted it back. That was fine. And then it was batted forward by a teammate. Scrum feed for the Maroons. 12-6 they trial.
Yeah, a bit of volleyball there from the Blues. But again, as Gerz mentioned earlier about Tommy Dobrovic, he chased from his right centre position to make it a contest, putting untold pressure under the fullback, Callum Ponga, from the Queensland side.
Yeah, it's a great play too then by Ferguson, who was able to sort of get to ground, get up and pick play the ball. That set up the whole set then. Cook got from dummy half. They got him over the halfway line, and that allowed them to finish with an attacking kick there from Maloney.
All right, so our friends at Fox Sports have a stat. James Maloney, just the second Blues player to ever kick a 40-20 in Origin. Joey is the only other, and it hasn't been done in 14 years by a New South Wales player.
Well, he's brought everything that I've done.
I know Ben Hunt's got a couple for Queensland, and I think Cherry Evans has one as well. And now here's Michael Morgan for the Maroons running down the left side.
I reckon he's got one as well, Morgan.
Yeah, he's been good down here, Morgan, down this left side.
I think the rain stopped, boys.
15 short of halfway. Wallace now is hitting it up, but not many murders for Jared. He's meant to drop down last. Munster under pressure. Kicks into Cleary, who wasn't playing at it.
Didn't play at it.
So this the last is just picked up by Hunt. Steadies himself. Does well, actually. And kicks and finds the grasses that's trapped here by Ferguson. He is harder than mouse.
Yeah.
And now he brings it back after picking it up a little nonchalantly for Gertz's liking. And it plays a 12 short of halfway. And now Toltrovojevic, who set this game alight with an early try, is put down on the left side after his one out run. Now here comes Boyd Corden with a hard, tough run up the middle, up to halfway, where he's dropped down. 5.5 to go in this first half here, and that's a correct time as Jake Dobrovic goes down the middle. He's met 40 out. Played to Tedesco, brother. It is Tedesco out of dummy half. Beats one, beats another, runs down the right side. Magnificent inside pass to Tom Dobrovic. What a try! What a run to Tedesco! He scooted out of dummy half. He held Morgan at bay. And Turbo Tom gets a double. 16-6.
Has had a lot of opportunity in this first half. James Tedesco has just been waiting for the right moment. And didn't he pick it nicely? A couple of minutes to go in this first half. Gets into dummy half. Is able to get out. Gets on the outside of Hunt. Fends him off. Then gets on the outside of Morgan's, having nightmares in this first half. And Tommy T, who had actually moved infield there to support and go for a run on his own, finds that he just pushes up through the middle and gets in a perfect position to get the the back inside pass there from Tedesco, who's able to put a 2-on-1 on Ponga and come up with New South Wales's third try in the first half. And in these conditions, that's exceptional play there from Tedesco.
So at the jersey presentation last Thursday, which I was lucky enough to be at, Freddie announced the vice captain, and it was James Tedesco. Much to the pleasure of the other teammates, who is obviously a very popular member of this Blues side. And that's his first real involvement in the game. Look, he's dangerous when he's on fire.
I know you said earlier, MG, that Tommy on his days is as good as anyone else in the game. I don't know if there's a guy that finds himself across the try line as much as Tommy. Puts himself in a position to somehow, no matter what the occasion, score a try. He's unbelievable.
Makes things happen.
And wasn't it a problem in game one where the Blues created chances, but they didn't have the final pass? Didn't have the right player in the right spot. So 16-6, this kick will be from bang in front.
Yeah, and notice that Nathan Cleary's not taking the shot.
Yeah, so it'll be Maloney.
He's still playing with his ankle, Nathan Cleary, so.
Well, they've got plenty of options anyway. Just say Maloney and a half back, White in there. You can play
Wade Graham.
Yeah, Wade Graham, yeah.
So here he comes, James Maloney. Never missed an Origin goal, apparently. That's 22 from 22 looking at the big screen.
Holy moly.
18 points to 6. Cleary hobbling. Triple M rock State of Origin.
Well, the big news coming out of Queensland at half time was that Kevin Walters wanted to see his middle stand up. They were very poor in the first half. They haven't improved this early. New South Wales doing it easy at the moment.
Well, Jared Wallace coming off, Gerds.
You see Cam Murray just on for the first time. Tarek Sim comes off, so Cam gets to go out there and play the back end of the second half.
Triple M rocking Origin for Ream.
Wow, another good run by Ferguson.
As now Ferguson has driven back, but not before he made some excellent meters. And the rain, it's not as heavy as it was in the first half, but it's making an impact again. Here's Cam Murray, straight and hard.
And he's, perfect conditions for him.
Beyond the 20 play. Here. Ball played to Cook, throws to the right here to Maloney, who juggled, did want to hang onto it, lost it behind him. Then it was knocked forward by Cook. And there is a hello penalty, a strip. A strip. It's all going the Blues' way here. They can boot it into touch.
This is ridiculous.
And put some more pressure on Queensland. Blues 22 to 6. Mitsubishi Triton.
You've got to hold the ball, New South Wales.
Tom Trbojevic, he scored two tries. Throws it left to Cook. Cook gets it on now to Jake Trbojevic. What an iron man he is. And he's dropped down 32 metres out. Play back to Cook. Throws left to Murray. Quick pass here to Paul Vaughan. Oh, Vaughan bends an offensive line back. Gets beyond the 20. A superb run. Blues running with the wind. As now Cook runs out for a couple of steps and gets a short pass to Graham. And Graham takes it up straight and hard. Runs into Cherry Evans. Five away. Play back to Cook on the left side. Throws to the open right. The corner. Corner gets it on there to Murray. This is where he's dangerous as he puts on footwork. Quick Lasby hangs on. Quick play the ball there to Cook. Cook runs on the line. Then gets a floating pass out to Corner. Corner tries to muscle his way to the line. He stopped only half a metre short. Last tackle. Big play this. He's Cook. He throws to the right. Comes to
Tommy.
Maloney, the high kick for the right corner. It's batted back. It's batted back by Ferguson, but it dribbles into touch. It took a wrong turn for the Blues. And Queensland just barely hanging on, trailing 22-6. Mark Geyer.
Just to re-emphasise the impact these back five have been having in the game. Tedesco, Trbojevic, Ferguson, Adokar, and White, the top run getters in the whole game at the moment. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah. I think I'd say there's going to be the difference in this game, that outside five New South Wales. Made me nervous, and that's exactly why, MG.
So Queensland, he's stuck inside their 20. Cherry Evans fires it out to Gillett. Gillett keeps it going.
Oh,
he's sandwiched here. Right down low.
Get off his head.
Wade Graham, what a hit.
Graham up top, and he did well, Chambers, not to lose that ball. He felt very awkwardly as Maguire is dropped down quickly. 20 short of halfway. Now the next play, Tim Glasby runs on a diagonal. And he's put away comfortably by three defenders. We get to the last. Rain pummeling down. Munster kicks long and low. And it's well taken by Ferguson on his own 20. Runs to the middle as he carves it back up to the 30. And carries defenders with him to the 40. And the Blues right on top in this game. 26 and a half to go. Quickly, it's spread out to Adokar on the left. He's got room. Gives it, don't argue, to Gagel. Then the pass to Nadeska.
Wow.
Trbojevic gets a hat-trick.
That's unbelievable.
This is electrifying. It's pouring rain. And the Blues side to side. End to end. And surely we're going to a decider. It's 26-6.
Wow. This is great football. Josh Adokar, the Fox. He gets the palm off and then he gives it to Tedesco. Tedesco goes up the middle and he flicks it. He flicks it out of the back of the hand to Tommy Turbo. And Tommy Turbo said, thanks very much. That's a hat trick. I'm pretty sure that's a hat trick for Tommy Turbo.
Yeah, it is.
That's three for Tommy.
Oh, wow.
And they've been linking up back all night, haven't they? It's been Tedesco, it's about part of his game that we don't see that often.
Yeah.
He just sort of runs across to this left-hand side and throws it early to Adokar and allows him to use his speed. And
yes,
he's threatened a couple of times tonight, made some really good yards, but that time he just went that little bit further. Tedesco pushing back on the inside and Adokar got on the outside of his man. Lovely little pass. Looked like he'd been wrapped up. But then Tedesco, it was a two-on-two. He had to draw both of the Queensland defenders to him. And the only way to get the ball to Tommy Turbo was like a backhanded little flick pass. And it was beautiful. And in these conditions, that is a beautiful rugby league try.
That is execution at its best.
first New South Wales hat-trick in 14 years. He joins a very exclusive list. Chris Anderson, Ryan Girdler and Matt King. That's it. Wow. And the ninth hat-trick in Origin history. Queensland have five, Blues have four. And you know something? No one's ever scored four.
Oh, I think tonight we're going to see it.
No, he's got 24 minutes to write his own name in Origin's history books.
He seems lovely, doesn't he, Bart?
You've had a good night, Tommy. You know, let's just leave
it there. Actually, you know what, though, Tommy? I want you to put it on. Might as well.
Yeah, bring it on,
Tommy. You know what? I gave it to him in game one. You are every bit as smug in victory.
No.
28-6. The kick is good.
Oh, well. This...
The Blues are flying. Triple M rocks Origin.
Blow that whistle, ref.
Maloney's down in back play. New South Wales, they raise their arms in triumph. And what a triumph this has been. What a statement they have made on the West Coast. A thorough Origin thumping. 38-6. It sets the stage for ANZ Stadium on July 10. We'll be there for a decider. And New South Wales. What a performance. The second greatest victory by margin in Blues Origin history and the third biggest overall. 115 Origins. That's the third biggest margin. 38-6, the full-time score.